This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on October 7th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoIP. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoIP. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
Raleigh James, we have 3 hours to spend together. Monday night, the time is right for trivia, so it is Monday. So by the way, if it's Friday, sit back, relax, enjoy the show. If it's Monday, call 888-876-5593. That's 888-ROLLYE. I'll give you plenty of reason, but including my admonition not to call on Fridays, you also can't text. The line does not accept texts, so I know some people have tried, and it's fruitless. The other thing is, oh yes, I accept emails, but not for answers to these questions. This is absolutely an on-air fest, if you will, and you're doing it for the fun of it. There are prizes, but they're not worth the postage it takes to get them to you, and it takes forever to arrive. So you're doing it for fun, and of course, can't have much fun if people are trying to do it by email or something like that. So no text, no email, just calls. 888-876-5593. Now, I was about to introduce a new question because I was trying to think about last week, did we have a straggler? Before I give you the new question, I'm starting to think maybe we did have a straggler because Kimberly in Kansas City is gracing us with a call, which is nice. She doesn't do that so often anymore. Good to hear from her. And she says, trivia question. So trivia guess. So maybe we did ask a question. We'll find out. Kimberly, how are you?
Not so good tonight, but first of all, you did not ask a question.
Okay.
I just thought I would try my hand at whatever it was.
Okay.
Not doing so well.
What's going on?
Well, my father is in the hospital with a very serious illness, and I won't go into details.
Okay.
We're on the radio.
Yeah, not understood.
But it's devastating. So I may email you later, but you don't read a lot of your emails. But anyway.
Well, I'll look for yours. I will look for yours.
Okay. Yeah. So, no, we don't go airing our dirty laundry in public.
Right,
okay.
Meanwhile, so, prayers for Kimberly's dad. We'll just say that.
And, please. Yes. You know, it's funny. I love God, but I'm sure having a hard time talking to him right now. You know?
Well, you know, I think we all think our parents are invincible until they're not. And that's such a hard thing to handle all the way
it
around.
Is.
Yes, and there's no way to prepare for it.
No, I wouldn't have the three little letters PhD and after my name if it weren't for the encouragement of my dad. So.
And you wouldn't be alive if it weren't for your dad.
That's true. Yeah. Absolutely true. So I love them both. So mom too, and she's going through this.
Yeah, how's she holding up?
It's hard.
Okay.
She's a strong lady.
Good.
But a lot of stress. And right in the middle of all this, on September 23rd, we had to put my guide dog down.
Oh, no.
It was my retired guide.
Yeah, I know.
Her name was Marley, and
yeah.
She's 13. And she had, if you've ever been through canine dementia, it is just devastating. It's horrible.
Oh, that's so sad.
So, it was a decision we did not make lightly, but while we were going through all this, she you know, dementia is a terrible thing in a human, and it's a terrible thing in an animal.
Absolutely.
And she was physically, she was great. Her heart was beating well. Her eyesight was good, but she was pacing, accidents, all of it. And we had to finally put her down. So I sat with her while that happened.
Oh,
and
I'm so sorry.
So, yeah, so that happened. So, you know, I tell my friends, don't call me right now because I'm just Debbie Downer and you never want to speak to me again.
No, it's absolutely, absolutely tough. Now, Fern is the current incarnation, correct?
No. Fernie died in 2015,
oh.
But this is Kiwi.
Okay.
Kiwi, and she's a beautiful black lab.
Okay.
And she's 4 years old and was actually born on my birthday. So
aww.
I knew that was a sign. So, yes, I don't know what I'd do without her right now. So, I'm just thankful. So I wanted to thank you because even though I don't call in, I want to tell you how very much, your show means to me every night.
Oh,
and,
you
know, it's I'm listening and you cheer me up and make me smile when I just feel like I'm going to fall apart. So, and I'm sure that you do that for a lot of people.
Well, it's my honor, but I'm so sorry you're having to go through this, and we are with you all the way. Call anytime you want, and don't call when
you
don't want.
Well, now I've got one more thing I want to share.
Yeah.
This is crazy. All right, I want to share something that happened to me today. Everybody kind of knows that I'm blind, and it factors into this. Otherwise, I wouldn't bring it up. So I ordered from a national franchise pizza, which I'm not going to name because I hope this thing is resolved.
Okay.
But today, I ahead of the Royals game. Yay, Royals!
Yeah. All right.
They won!
All right.
Uh-huh. But anyway, ahead of the Royals game, I ordered a pizza. And mm-hmm. The person that came to the door was a young woman, which I was kind of excited about because you never know who's going to come to the
right.
door. And she said, "Oh, you have a dog there." She was kind of in the background. She says, "Oh, don't worry about it. She's a guide dog. She's fine." You know, handed her my money, and I had My Eyes it. There's an app called Be My Eyes that will tell you
yes.
what your bills are.
Yes.
And so I knew what I had, and I'd folded it, and I handed it to her. Okay. So, have a nice day, box is hot, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So, I'm sitting there eating my pizza, and my iPhone rings, and I pick it up, and this voice that sounds like they're from India, which is who they hire
right.
at this franchise to take your order. Is this Kimberly? And I said, yes. And they said, I think you forgot to pay your driver
no.
for your pizza. And I thought fast. I thought, okay, she knows I can't see.
Right.
And, you know, so I said, there's absolutely no problem. I said, I did pay her. And I said, we have Ring doorbell. And so I'll just go back to that footage on my camera. No problem. And we'll get the footage. There's just no problem with that. Click. They hung up.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So I thought fast, and I hope it worked. They know where I live, which I don't like particularly, but, you know.
Well, you wonder,
that's life.
You wonder if this is a thing where the driver reported that you didn't pay, which is possible, or you wonder
mm-hmm.
if this is a thing where at the other end, the person who called you is initiating this. We don't know which end started it. Neither
is
acceptable.
And of course, it always, you know, my feelers always go up because when they know, you know, and I was trying to be so nice.
Right.
I have my glasses on, so most people can't tell, but I just said, oh, no, she's a guide dog. She won't, you know, she's not aggressive. Well, you know,
right.
me.
Right. No, that's interesting. I assume it was the driver. You got cash and she decided she wasn't going to.
It was a probably 20-something American female.
Okay.
Or
right.
she sounded American. I don't
yeah.
know whether she's
right.
black,
exactly.
white, Asian.
Yeah, who knows?
But very friendly.
Yeah.
Everything is fine. I've never had this happen in my life. Called me by name and said, I think you forgot to pay your driver. I know perfectly well that I paid my driver.
Right. And the fact that they hung up when you said, I've got the ring.
I thought fast.
Yeah.
And I never think fast on my feet.
Well, good for you. Yeah, congratulations. Well, the fact that they just disconnected the call tells me that it was a scam.
Well, I think it was the same person who had talked to me when I ordered, because mm-hmm. I could tell.
Right.
And, you know, I don't like these. I know I sound prejudiced, but I don't like these people from overseas taking my calls or anyone's calls.
Well, we don't know where they are. It may be a call center in India. They may not be here at all.
Or the Philippines.
Right,
or,
exactly.
It sounded more like a Philippine accent, actually,
well,
if I think about it.
An overseas call, a call center, to say the least. But, yeah, with that in mind, I'm almost positive that the driver initiated this. But the fact that they hung
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I am,
was
too.
The, yeah, the fact they hung up is the definitive answer there.
But I you know, they don't expect a blind lady to have a Ring doorbell.
Right. Right.
Dad installed a Ring doorbell at our house. And so I just said, oh, no. I said, there's just no problem. I said, we have the Ring doorbell footage. So I'll just go back and look. And, you know, if there's a problem, I'll get back in touch and, you know, provide some information to pay. No problem. Click.
Yeah. What I would do in the future is not use cash, use credit cards, never debit. But credit cards.
Well, I don't want them scamming my credit card.
Yeah, but I don't care if they do or not, because you're not liable. You see, that's why.
Yeah, but it's a lot of paperwork.
Yeah, but it's not as much paperwork as you think. Believe me, because this is happening so often, it's routine.
Mm-hmm. I didn't fall for it.
Right.
The only thing I hate is she knows where I live. I don't like that. But
well, the likelihood that anything's going to escalate is fairly nil. But whenever you have something delivered, yes, they do know where you live. I mean, that's the downside mm-hmm. of it, no matter what. I wouldn't worry unduly, but I would consider using credit cards in the future.
Okay.
I really would.
That's a good idea.
Not debit.
Not
debit, no matter what.
No. Okay. No.
Mm-mm. Yeah,
but anyway, I wanted other people to be aware of that, who might have any kind of like in a wheelchair or any kind of a disability that would make them look at like they were a little bit of a disadvantage. And
right.
I don't drive; otherwise, I would have gone and pick up the pizza myself. But
I'm
sitting at home a lot these days. I'm working at home,
sure.
So I'm productive. But I'm sitting at home and working at home.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. They don't want you on the roads. So
no, it is I live in a predominantly driving community. And so
yeah, that's all of them.
Now, with my dad having been my primary driver, I'm home a lot. So, you know, I do a lot of Instacart and pizza delivery. And, you know, by the way, Instacart and that kind of thing is great. I've never had a problem.
Good. Excellent. Now, since you wanted a question, I guess I'll throw out the question, give you time to think about this. 70% of Americans believe this could happen to someone, but only 4% of Americans believe it would happen to them. What?
Well,
I'll let you think about it. Hang on. Don't go away. Stay right where you are.
And,
we'll give Kimberly a few moments to think about it. And, of course, if you want to think about it as well, there's one line available, 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, there's your first bumper stumper. I don't expect you to come up with a theme, but you might come up with an artist, and that would be good. All the lines are busy, though. So when somebody hangs up, that's your clue to dial, and I hope you will at 888-876-5593. Now, we threw out our first question. 70% of Americans believe this could happen to someone, but only 4% believe it could happen to them. What is it? And we left Kimberly in Kansas City on the line. So have you thought about it?
Yep.
Okay.
Fall for a scam.
Oh, I love that. That's not right, though.
Oh, darn.
But that's really good.
I thought it was so relevant.
Yeah, it is. And it's such a nice answer. It's just not right.
Oh, darn. Okay, well, I also want to tell you, I was sorry to hear about your friend passing away, your DJ friend.
Yeah, George, program director George Johns. Yeah, yeah, he was just the best. Although when he was a consultant, there were a lot of people who just hated his format. The only people who loved it were the listeners. But a friend of mine came up with a parody of it, and maybe we'll play that tomorrow night.
Oh, actually, love it. Oh, is that Steve Bryant?
No, it's not. It's not Steve. It's the late Larry Crockett, one of my beach music buddies. But the deal is, I just realized I'm not on the air tomorrow night because there's a sports preemption. So it'll be Wednesday night.
Okay, that sounds great, Raleigh. Right. And thank you again. And
I will look for your email.
Thanks, everybody, for letting me take a little more time.
Absolutely. I'm glad you did. You will be in our prayers, but send that email and I will make sure I find it.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for the prayer, Chicago and beyond.
Yes.
Bye.
All right. Good deal. So, very tough all the way around. 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. Now, Clayton in Washington, Indiana, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, this is Clayton. I am actually wanting to relay a message via radio to a couple of my friends in Florida.
Okay.
In preparation for this hurricane that's moving into the area.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if their phones are working right now. So
where are they in Florida?
I don't know where in Florida they are, but my friend Levi and his mom are over there.
Okay.
And I basically want to let them know if they weren't able to get my text message, the governor is now telling people to evacuate the area.
Absolutely. All right. Well, hopefully you'll get through to them, Clayton, but call me Wednesday night. That's before it will hit, because it'll hit late Wednesday night or Thursday morning, and we'll know more then about exactly where it will hit. Everything they're talking about now is just an estimate, and hopefully you will hear from them before that, Levi and his mom. So thanks, Clayton.
Yeah, and I also wanted to, I was kind of thinking, I was also wanting to, have you ever heard of a reel-to-reel tape recorder before?
Yeah. I'm laughing because I have so many, it's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
I've got full tracks. I've got half tracks. I've got quarter tracks. You name it, I've got them.
That's good to know.
Oh, yeah.
I write songs mainly just for my pleasure. I write songs, and I plan on recording them on reel-to-reel.
Why?
Because I like the old recording.
No, that's
standard.
Fine. But when you want somebody else to hear them, not many people have things that, well, I mean, I do. Like I say, I've got probably a dozen, if I've got any. I've got at least a dozen. But the deal is very few people have them. And the other thing is, quality-wise, at this point in time, you can probably do just as well recording it on a computer.
Yeah, it's just that, like, computers, like, some of the recording software is just, I'm totally blind.
Right, but
some of that recording software
is a bitch.
It's not easy to use.
You're right. It's a bitch. It's not accessible. But some of it is, and the nice thing about it is, don't ever save anything as an MP3 when you're doing your work product. If you're on a Mac, save it as an AIF. If you're on, say, a PC, save it as a WAV. Never save it in anything that's horribly compressed. But maybe Wednesday night someone will call us and tell us what some of the better software programs are for people who can't see them, because I know that's an issue. But I strongly advise you not to do reel-to-reel, except for you, because no one else is going to hear it. If it's for your pleasure, that's fine. But if you're going to send it to somebody, I may be the only person who can play it. So keep me posted. I'm going to go to the news, and I'll talk to you soon, and good luck to Levi. All right.
All right.
Thanks. So now, with that in mind, we'll find out what's going on in the world at large. There's one line available for you, 888-876-5593. We've got movie quotes. We've got Beatles. We've got Marvel trivia from Scott and more coming up on WGN Radio.
Darling.
You're speaking to me.
You're starting to get next to me.
What do you mean, getting next to you?
Mm-hmm. darling.
Uh-huh.
I never thought this could be.
You never thought what could be?
Oh, no. Your lips set my soul on fire. You fulfill my one desire. Oh, darling, I think it's gonna work out fine. Gonna work out fine.
Now tell them what I said, girls.
I think it's gonna work out fine.
Go into your dance, Sylvia.
I think it's gonna work out fine.
Hey, is that a twist?
I think it's gonna work out fine.
See, you do it something like this.
Uh-huh.
Remember
what?
They used to call you Dapper Dan.
Yes, those were the good old days.
Mm-hmm. The thriller.
The killer, honey.
The ever-ready loving man.
Yeah, you got me pegged.
Oh, yeah. Whole lot of loving used to be my speed. Now, pretty baby, you are all I need. Oh, darling, I think it's gonna work.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, all right? So, who is that? And, yeah, second in a row. I don't know our theme is apparent yet, but maybe it's starting to be. But, all right, Clayton, call us back. 888-876-5593. Kimberly, who you heard as our first caller tonight, who is just brilliant, is also blind, and she'll be happy to talk to you about accessible programs for online recording. So if you call us back, we'll give you Kimberly's phone number, and she'll walk you through that. So 888-876-5593. Hopefully, we have Clayton still listening. All right, now, with that in mind, let us go right to Scott in Joliet. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Raleigh, it's good to hear from you.
Yeah, likewise. So we're going to do Marvel trivia, huh?
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Okay. Can I just say, first off, one, I was so happy to hear Kimberly's voice. She was wonderful tonight, and I hope to hear from her again.
Me too.
And definitely, if I could guess, like, if you could repeat the trivia question that you were saying earlier.
Absolutely. 70% of Americans believe this could happen to someone, but only 4% believe it would happen to them.
I hate to be a downer, but could I say maybe true love?
Nope. That's a nice
answer. Okay, well, okay.
All right. So, with that in mind, here is your Marvel question. Okay. As you probably know, in the Marvel movies, there's a character called Thanos who first appeared in the comics. Who created Thanos?
Ooh.
Well-known guy.
I would say, if I had to guess, I would say Stan Lee.
Jim Starlin.
Oh, no.
Yes, and, you know, he revamped Captain Marvel and Adam Warlock, and he created Thanos and Drax the Destroyer and Gamora and Nebula and Shanghai and so much more. Then he went to DC, as you know, later, and was drawing characters from Jack Kirby's Fourth World, including, I think, Darkseid and others. So, that was Jim Starlin, who actually started out drawing comics in his spare time in Vietnam. He was a helicopter photographer.
Oh, there were a lot of those guys that started out in wartime in comic books.
Yeah, and that was it.
I'm gonna have to come back and try something else besides the comic books, because I tried a couple times. I'll have to pick another topic one of these days.
Well, whatever topic you want, but you know, if they're comics, I just defer to John.
As you say, everybody's got a topic, and I'll come back, and I'll keep trying.
I hope so. Thanks for calling.
All right, take care.
All right, so 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, so who was that? Oh, Jim in Richmond's going to take a guess. So, Jim, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. Thank you for taking my call.
Always.
I have several questions. Okay. Number one, is Eduardo okay?
I don't know. He is now, I'm sure, but I don't know. He hasn't called. I hope he will evacuate.
Because my friend Char, that drives me everywhere, has a best friend that lives in a trailer just north of Tampa.
Oh, she's got to evacuate.
No, she packed up. Yeah. She packed up and left to go to Georgia.
Yeah.
In a small town in Georgia.
Good.
And then today, I I'm very upset because I called my son down in Miami, and I think I ticked him off.
Oh.
And I said, is everything okay down there? Oh, yeah, we're not in danger at all. We're on the East Coast, you know. And I asked him questions about his son, and it was like he didn't want to talk to me. So I was very upset about that, and I just gave up on that. And in response to your trivia question, could it be identity theft?
No, but that's a nice guess. Now, let me ask you a question. Did you get to the event on Friday?
No, I was unable to, because actually I actually overslept.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, very good.
I was hoping people that I asked to go there went there.
I hope so,
and
too.
And then, you know, and then number two is Kimberly. You're in my prayers.
Yes, thank you. She will appreciate that tremendously. Thank you for that. We're not on tomorrow night, but call me Wednesday night and let me know how it's going.
Right. And thank you for everything.
Always. Okay, Jim. Hang in there. All right. So,
okay, bye.
888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, and I don't know. I don't think Clayton had a line available, but Clayton, you got a line available now. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. Scott in Chicago's got a bumper guess. All right, Scott, what do you think?
I thought that was Mickey and Sylvia.
You're absolutely right. It was the original Gonna Work Out Fine, 1960. Very good.
One of the artists said the other's name, that kind of gave it away for me.
Yeah, I know. Mickey did that. But, you know, I figured, what the heck? You know, most people decide it's Ike and Tina no matter what. But it is Mickey and Sylvia, and that is the original version of Gonna Work Out Fine.
Thank you, Raleigh, and I love your show.
Well, hang on. We'll get that address, and eventually you'll get something, but don't hold your breath. All right. So, good deal. 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. And let's see what we're going to do with Barry in New Hampshire. How's it going tonight, Barry?
Hey, Raleigh.
How are you?
All right. How are you doing?
I can't complain. You want a Beatles trivia. We're back to Beatles. So,
right, yeah, two in a row.
Yeah, all right. Well, you do good on these.
Two in a row wrong, so I'm trying to
you'll get
for that.
I think you'll make up for it on this because it's something I think you will know. I would have never known, but I think you will know. Which song do the Beatles sing while wearing white tuxedos in Magical Mystery Tour?
Your mother should know.
Absolutely right. All right.
There
you good. Hang on. I don't even know the song, let alone the movie, but hang on. You are a winner. All right. So we had to bury stash. They're very good. Your mother should know. Uh-huh. I guess I should too, but I don't. We'll get to Lisa's movie quotes here in a moment, and hopefully your calls as well. And another bumper stumper. Is a theme becoming apparent? 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Morning, noon, and night time too is the mambo. He goes all the time. He goes all the time. Cause that mambo rhythm feels so fine. He's neglecting our romance on the mambo. He's neglecting our romance for the mambo. He just loves that crazy dance called the mambo. Mambo, baby. Mambo, baby. Oh, mambo, baby. I love you so. But me or that mambo has got to go.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Who is that? And what's the theme? Are we getting any closer? 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. Well, Lisa in Dundee, we're going to get her a movie quote. So, Lisa, welcome back to WGN. How are you?
Hello, Raleigh. Good. How are you?
I can't complain. All right.
You never do.
Right. Well, exactly. Yes. I'm here. I'm sitting erect. I haven't fallen off of the chair tonight. All's good. Yes. That's
all
about
is
it.
Good. Okay,
yeah, exactly.
Great.
All right. So here is your quote. 1941. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
The stuff that dreams are made of. It's the last.
Wait, I wonder...
It's the last line in the film.
I think you gave me this one once before.
Oh, really?
I think so, and I didn't know it, but I might have remembered what the
Yeah,
what
right.
The
if you didn't know
was.
It, God, this should be a second shot at it. You got to remember.
It should be, right?
Yeah. But yeah.
The stuff that dreams are made of.
1941, last line, famous movie. Of course, the line is a reference to Shakespeare's The Tempest, but who cares? I don't know
right.
that anybody would know that.
Shoot.
Oh, this is you're really going to be upset. If I ask you this before, that's
well, then,
one thing, but man...
Then it's not the one I'm thinking of, because the one I'm thinking of was not really a very well-known movie.
Oh,
so this one's well-known.
Well-known.
42?
41. Classic
41.
Movie. John Huston. Okay.
Oh, John Huston.
Yeah.
So that means it's a Western?
It's not a Western. I don't
I know. Maltese Falcon.
Absolutely right. Sam Spade.
And I didn't know it the first time around.
Okay. Well, there you go.
But
yeah.
I remembered it from now.
Right. That's Sam perfect. Spade. That's right. Humphrey Bogart
right.
played it. And that was the last yep. line in the movie.
And Mary Astor was in it.
If you say so. All right.
Hey, Raleigh, could I request a song, please?
Sure. Why not? What is it?
Well, I was watching this really great horror movie over the weekend,
mm-hmm.
a new one,
oh.
and during the credits at the end, they played this song that I had to look up to see who it was by, and it's called Now You Know by Little Willie John.
Oh, sure.
I would love to hear that.
Okay. Well, good. Somebody had good taste.
Yeah, exactly, right. And in a horror movie, too. It didn't really
well,
fit, but
everything
was...
Horror movies actually have promise, because remember, Look for a Star came from a horror movie.
I know from Circus of Horrors.
Yeah, right,
that's
exactly.
my favorite as a,
yeah.
when I was a kid.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Love that movie.
So, yes.
But yeah, and this one was really good, too, because horror movies these days are really hit or miss, but this one was excellent. So.
All right, we'll play it for you Wednesday.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay, hang on.
Thank
we'll confirm
you.
That address. Don't go away. All right, so yes, Lisa got her movie quote correctly. All right, now before I do anything else, Eduardo is calling in from Tampa, so you still have phone service. Have you left?
No, I'm not planning on leaving. I'm going to write it out.
Really? All right. Well, you're not in a manufactured home. And how far are you?
Nope.
How far are you from the water?
No, because I'm near Busch Gardens.
I know.
Yeah.
How far?
We might lose power. Yeah, we'll probably lose power.
Right.
I mean, I all day was going around the house making sure nothing was going to be a bullseye.
Yeah.
So, put it away and.
Yeah.
Tomorrow we're going to go to Walmart and get supplies.
Yeah.
Anything that's.
Right, you're far enough in, really. I know about where you are. So you're not that all
yeah.
far, you're not all that far from Temple Terrace. So
no, Carrollwood.
Yeah,
I'm next to Carrollwood.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. You actually
yeah.
should be okay.
Yeah.
And we don't know if you're going to get a direct hit or not. We also don't know what this is going to do yet.
Check this out. Fort Myers says that 70%. Of the gas stations are out of gas. Can you believe that?
Yes, I do believe it. And
I
would also say that no matter where you are, do the common sense thing. You know, this isn't like a blizzard. I'm not asking you to get, milk, eggs, or whatever. I am asking
mm-hmm.
you to get bottled water, at least a case of bottled water.
I got that today.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's
good.
What I got.
Yeah, you have to have at least
a
case
of bottled water. I got a couple
of
gallons of water, yeah, but I got the... 24 case.
Yep.
I mean, I got the Walgreens right next to me.
All right.
Winn-Dixie.
Yeah, Winn-Dixie. In my time, it was Quick Check, but it's Winn-Dixie now. Anyway.
Is it really?
Yeah, it used to be Quick
That's
Check.
That's funny.
But anyhow, yeah. So you, in fact, I worked at a Quick Check when I was a kid. I was a checker.
Oh,
so
I didn't know that.
I was a cashier.
We'll need to talk about that some other time.
I was about 15, and that's before anything made change or anything like that. You know, you had nothing to scan. You rang those items up, and you better know how to make change and quickly because the line's going to get long.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping they're going to get a lot of this debris out over there. You know, some of this debris from Helen that they put out in front of
the
houses.
Well, yes, and I've been worried about that. I know, especially in Pinellas County, a lot of stuff hadn't been cleared up. And I saw one homeowner who said, you know, they're going to be guided missiles here if they don't come and get it.
Check this out. Speaking of that, I don't know if it was sent by the governor, but they sent troopers over there, and they broke the lock because one of them was locked with a lock. And they took that sucker off, and thank you very much. We're moving forward.
No, absolutely.
And dumping away.
I did hear about that. Yeah, that the gates to the dump were locked, which was unbelievable.
Right.
And there
can you believe
there were 800 cars that wanted to get into that dump.
Right.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, of course I believe it. Why would I not? So a lot could happen between now and then, but it's best to be prepared. Is it raining right now?
No,
okay.
No.
All right.
It's kind of, it was kind of drizzling during the day, but no.
But no, yeah.
It's calm right now. We'll see how it is tomorrow.
Right. I hope you don't get a lot of rain beforehand, because that's what often leads to the flooding when the ground is just saturated.
Now, I don't have a garage, so I was thinking about just pulling it into the grass on the side of my house. Because I got these shelves on the driveway.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's what I'm thinking about doing.
I'd have to see it to even venture a guess, but
could
be anything. We'll just hope for the best. But
I'll call on Wednesday. I know you're off tomorrow.
Yeah,
so
but
Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday. I hope you will call. It shouldn't hit till late Wednesday night, Thursday morning. But again, when I when I see all these models, I kind of have to laugh because they don't know. These are guesses. There's a lot that can happen. I mean, they didn't expect it to go to a Cat 5 as quickly as it did. But the thing is, right now, it's a very small storm in terms of distance. And that eyewall keeps recreating itself. It's something that the storms
that
do.
Storm surge. Wow.
Well,
that storm surge, people by the water, yeah.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I want to know what happens with the eye first. Because when the eye gets bigger, two things will probably happen. The winds will be slightly less, but the size of the storm across will be bigger. So, but again, right now, the last time I saw, which was before the show, the model I saw showed it right there by the Yucatan Peninsula. And I thought to myself,
right. Yeah, I got the weather chain on right now. Yeah.
Well, if you're looking at that, and it's where I think it was when I looked at it a while ago, I thought, well, all bets are off. Let's wait a little while before we decide what direction exactly this is going. I know why they're forecasting it, but you know, that Yucatan Peninsula could cause things they're not expecting.
It's quite a drop from a 5 to a 3. Yeah, that's something.
Yeah, well, that's exactly. But again, as that eye keeps recreating itself, it changes that. But last time I saw it was a fairly narrow storm, but a powerful. So we'll see. It could be anything. Wednesday, hopefully you'll have power, and I will look forward to hearing from you.
I'll definitely call in for sure on Wednesday.
All right, thanks.
Okay,
appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So I know a little about this because I was through Donna in 1960 and Cleo in 64 and Betsy in 65. So I had my my three. And Cleo wasn't much to write home about, but Donna was actually an interesting storm. All right, so 888-876-5593. Let's see. We're going to do lyrics with Fran here right after the news. But before we do, Cindy in Chicago has a request. Do you? All right, Cindy, what is it you want to hear?
Rave On by Buddy Holly.
Okay.
They never play any Buddy Holly on whatever it is. I think it's, I don't know if it's still Me TV Radio in Chicago.
I couldn't help you, but I'll be happy to play it.
All right, but anyhow, I've been watching Fox Weather Station.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and my cousin Jeanette and her husband live in Hernando County, and they went up to the Panhandle.
Right, because the last predictions, Hernando County, that's Brooksville area, that was supposedly going to be a dead hit, but we don't know that yet. 2 days can mean a lot, but good that they left.
Yeah, I guess she was just afraid her roof might come off, maybe.
Well,
I mean, she just was thinking with the worst-case scenario.
Never hurts.
But then, anyhow, remember that pink, that 0.85 pink diamond, lab created diamond.
Yes,
I went to the mall and I had Rogers. Well, I know. Okay, I'm not supposed to use name.
I don't care.
The jeweler tested.
Yeah,
and it came out real.
Good. Well, that's wonderful.
But anyhow.
Well, good. Enjoy your purchase.
And you know, But then the other thing, something real good. It's like
I gotta go. I got news is here, and I am gone, and I'll talk to you Wednesday. All right, and on that note, we'll pick it up next hour right here on Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. It's Monday Night Trivia. That's our bumper stumper. It's the fourth one we played. Does a theme seem apparent? Well, if not, that's a gimme. That's a well-known record, 1966 on Revelot. And how many artists can you name on Revelot? Actually, quite a few. But let's see. We've got Karen in Chicago taking a guess on the bumper. So, Karen, what do you think?
The one before this one, was that Georgia Gibbs?
No.
Okay, sorry.
All right, thanks for
trying.
Thank
you anyway.
Yeah, I was expecting her to guess on that one, so because I thought it was an absolute gift. But we'll see if anybody does. In the meantime, Fran is in Austin. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, I heard Ruth Brown.
You did, absolutely. Mambo Baby, 1954 on Atlantic. Absolutely,
yeah,
right.
I heard that. I couldn't miss that little squeak that she does.
Yeah. Yeah, she's pretty identifiable, but I just love her. So does the theme seem apparent?
So do I.
Any guess on that
theme? What was that?
Any guess on that theme?
Not a guess, not a clue. Yeah. But then again, my brain is not running on full power tonight.
Oh, sorry to hear that, but I can relate. All right,
yeah.
So here you go. You want a lyric from 1965 of a hit record.
Okay.
Love your daddy with all your might.
The Game of Love.
Yes, absolutely right. Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders. The Game of Love. We have a winner. Absolutely right.
All right.
All right. Hang on. We'll confirm that address. Don't go away. All right. So
okay,
Fran aces it again. All right. Not bad. 888-876-5593. Mary is in Chicago. Welcome back to WGN Radio. Mary.
Hi, Ryan. How are you doing tonight?
All right. How about yourself?
Good. Real good. I'm going to be a guinea pig with your trivia show here.
Okay, good. Now, it says you want Italian-American cuisine, all right? Very good.
Yeah, I like to eat.
Okay, good. Me too. If I see timbalo on a menu, what is it?
Oh, I recognize that name. I have no idea. Is it a dessert of some kind?
Well, no, it is an entree, and we call it normally something completely else, one word, and it's baked.
Oh, is it baked ziti?
It's lasagna.
Oh, I was close.
But I'll tell you what. When I said it's baked, I thought to myself, ooh, because timbalo really could be considered anything baked, but most often it's lasagna.
Oh, well, I wish I had you for a teacher in school. You're really great on a curve.
Well, call me again next week.
Thank you.
All right,
bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Okay. Yeah, just made myself hungry there when I saw timbalo. I thought, yes, give me that lasagna. 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. You know, before the show, John had killed me with kindness. He brought me over a dozen pieces of salmon sushi, and I ate them all. Like all of them. And they were big, too. And nonetheless, I said to him at that moment, I'll never eat again. Now, a few hours later, I'm like, gosh, lasagna sounds pretty damn good. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-RALEIGH. And let's see, Jeff in Beloit. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
How's it going?
It's going pretty good. I've been doing okay with your trivia questions. I got a little less than half of them right. Let's see what you've got.
We got Robin Olds, and we're going to talk about the P-38 Lightning missions. And he was promoted to first lieutenant in December of 43 and was assigned to the 434th Fighter Squadron. They trained in Lomita, California, 650 hours of flying time. And then they shipped him across the country before going off to the European theater. Where did they ship him? Where did that... where does that fighter squadron wind up before they left for Europe?
I think they did a small stint in the Pacific Theater. And
This is American shore. This is before they shipped them abroad. Oh. So they went from Lomita to where?
You might have me in this one.
Let me give you the location, and maybe you can tell me the base name. It's in Central New Jersey.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
It was a United States camp activated in 1942 as a staging area, actually. It was Camp Kilmer.
Oh, okay.
And a lot of troops went through there.
Yes, yes. But I'm not sure, but I think one of the first things, I think they went to the Pacific Theater for a little bit, and then they shipped them out to Europe.
No, actually, it claims. Now, I don't know, because, of course, I wouldn't know to save my soul. But it talks about attacking transportation targets in occupied France in advance of the invasion of Normandy. But they might have left in the little article I was reading, they might have left the Pacific Theater out of that. So I'm no expert.
One thing that's interesting in that P-38, he was avoiding a enemy, and he nosed down. Part of his cowling fell off, and his rudder wasn't working.
Oh, jeez.
And he approached the compressibility, which is the speed of sound, but he was in a dive.
Wow.
Where Chuck Yeager broke it going in level flight with four rocket engines and the X-1.
Yeah.
He actually approached it, and he couldn't pull out of the dive until he got to thicker air. And at the last moment, he pulled out in that P-38.
Thank God. or else we wouldn't be talking about him.
All right. He did a lot of good for the United States.
Yeah. Absolutely. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Raleigh.
Okay, so 888-876-5593 would be 8888-RALEIGH. And we'll stay with World War II and move to Guadalcanal. Don in Beloit. How's it going, Don?
Good, good.
All right.
You know, I really like your, what I call the opening monologues you do.
I do opening monologues?
Tonight, Kimberly really stole the show, and I really praying for all your folks in Raleigh's world, but Kimberly especially. Wow,
absolutely.
That was really powerful.
Yeah, I agree.
One little thing that I know comes to mind when I listen to Jim and Kimberly is like, it reminds me, I think this is very useful to people, is like, have a credit card that's just good for like $250, let's say, or something, and use that for like your junky, sketchy, like transactions, or
yeah, no, that's
you're gonna go.
Not a bad idea, yeah. But I'll be honest with you, it doesn't matter because on a credit card, you're only liable for $50 if you don't tell them. You're liable for nothing if you do.
True.
Now the other side of that is that safe card that you're thinking of. Remember, it's still part of your credit report. So if that's going to be the basis for identity theft, that will get you just as easily.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you know. But again, the big thing is never, ever, ever use debit cards.
Right.
You know, this data breach, though, that the gift that keeps on giving out of that Florida-based company, what they did, there are people who should be in jail for this because they had access to every database because they were basically a qualifier. You know, if you're a landlord, you'd go through them and they tell you if your tenant was going to be good or not. So they had the inside track to every database. Well, instead of just verifying it, they took all of the information and put it into their own database. So So now that that's been hacked successfully, for most people, there's over a dozen different instances of their Social Security number being online.
Wow.
Should be illegal.
I have to admit, I didn't hear that one.
That's what you hear about it, that the data broker in Florida got hacked, but people don't understand what they did. And I would hope that they'll hang for this, but we'll see. All right.
I asked John if you, sorry, changing the subject here on you. I asked John if you guys had ever watched the Arizona Phoenix NHL games, you know, over the years, but he said no. you guys were in Philadelphia for so long, but you never saw Phoenix play, maybe?
No, I've done 30 cities, and the only time I ever attended a sporting event was when it was required for the radio station I was working at. I've told the tale about Diamond Vision in Denver, and the first thing I said to everybody who was a football fan was, I got to dye my roots. But anyway, because I didn't realize Diamond Vision.
Well,
actually, what I didn't realize at the time, I was mic'd. But I also did the announcing for a halftime game at the Rose Bowl. I couldn't tell you what game or who played.
Okay.
I just don't care.
Well, the Coyotes, you know, they could never really figure it out. They never had a good spot, and the NHL had to bail them out and run the team for them for like a decade or two. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, they just moved to Utah. Now they're at hockey club. Utah Hockey Club is going to have the Blackhawks tomorrow night starting the season.
The only time I had to do hockey was Indianapolis, and they're actually, the team was doing so badly they had a telethon for them. But I believe it was the Racers, the Indianapolis Racers,
yep.
Much like the Pacers, who were basketball. And we had Hockey Bob Lamy, who became Basketball Bob and then became whatever, Colts or something Bob. But, and in Cincinnati, we had the Stingers, I believe.
Okay.
So, yes.
Well, this person's, they don't think they're going to have a fire in their house, maybe?
No.
They don't think they're going to have a car accident?
Nope.
Car stolen?
Nope. Now, remember, 70% of Americans believe this could happen to someone. Oh, come on. 100% of Americans believe there could be car accidents or your car stolen.
Yeah, maybe. I guess you're right. Yeah.
But only 4% believe it would happen to them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to say one final guess would be like a life-threatening like disease or something.
Oh, God. No, that's not it. Thank God.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to talk,
I give up,
we're going to talk Guadalcanal, are we?
I love it. Yes, please.
All right. Well, Guadalcanal was a lot of things. You know, all the branches of the services were there. Every possible form of warfare was there, on and on. It also served as a communication base between America and what other country? Without Guadalcanal, we would not have had communication.
Well, I would think that's probably Australia.
Yep,
would be
we have a winner. That's absolutely right. It is Australia.
Okay.
Yes, amazingly that it was that strategic. All right, well, hang on. You're a winner. All right, so yes, Guadalcanal trivia. 888, I told you, whatever you know something about, we're here to find something for you. And we'll prove it again, because we've got original Star Trek series, and we've got soap operas, and we've got, let's see, TV show, it says TV show Chuck trivia. I'm going to get more information on that. So I can't imagine. And Ed wants Twilight Zone. So everybody wants something. And my question, there'll be another bumper stumper coming up in a moment, but my question is, 70% of Americans believe this could happen to someone, but only 4% believe it could happen to them. What? 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
So young and gay, little hearted buds. Honey buds. So young and gay. I've got a hunch that you be mine someday. Yeah. Honey buds. Honey buds. I go for you, little hearted buds. Honey buds. I go for you. I've got a hunch that you go for me too.
yes, that almost weighs a ton. Use sugar and spice and everything nice.
All boys dub into one.
Well,
honey, honey, honey,
honey, honey, honey,
honey, honey bunch,
honey bunch.
You gorgeous thing,
gorgeous thing,
little honey bunch,
honey bunch.
You gorgeous thing,
gorgeous thing.
I've got a hunch
that wedding bell will ring.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Monday Night Trivia. If it is Friday night, sit back, relax, enjoy the show. If it's Monday night, I hope you'll participate. That's our latest bumper stumper. Who are they? What's the theme? 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. And let us see what we can do here. I'm looking at you've all got me doing different things. So and John said no, Chuck is a show. All right, well, we'll find out about Chuck in a moment. But Mark and Aurora, welcome back to WGN.
Oh, good evening.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm in my apartment hallway, and I'm not going to go to the elevator because that will cut us off.
Yes, we discovered that last week, actually. That's right. We did.
No, not last week. Several weeks
ago. Oh, several weeks ago? Gee, time flies when you're having fun,
yes.
Doesn't it? All right.
It does.
So,
yeah.
No, this is the worst part.
And you said John was going to find comic books that had more Star Trek questions?
Yeah, he will eventually. You know, don't.
Oh, eventually.
Eventually,
okay.
Yes. Don't hold us to it like everything else. But
okay.
In the meantime, I've got a question for you on the original Star Trek. You know,
okay.
one of the big things in every episode is the teleporter technology. Correct.
Oh yeah, the transporter.
That's right, the transporter. Why did they do that?
Well, because they found that in producing the show, the inefficiency of having a ship land and take off every week was going to get to be too much. So they wanted to find an easier way of doing that. And they developed the fade and the crystallizing and so forth. But it was basically so that most of the time of the episodes wouldn't be taken up with takeoff and landing.
Well, that's nice, and it's close, but it's not right. It's simpler than that. It all came down to dollars. Making the ship land on various planets would have been too pricey for the budget, so this reduced special effects costs exponentially.
Okay, that's different from what I read.
Yeah, that's why they did it. Exponentially cheaper.
Or that's why your computer says they did it. But I,
yeah, what do I, you know, I mean,
I read in the book on Star Trek that it just would have been too time consuming.
I don't buy it, by the way,
a landing and a takeoff.
I don't buy it for a minute, and I know nothing about it, but I know all about budgets of television shows. I guarantee you that money ruled. Because remember, this show lost money initially. It was almost off the air completely.
Gene Roddenberry presented his anti-prejudice episode, and he almost didn't get another hearing.
Yeah, well, believe me, it came down to they didn't want to lose money. It really is. And in the end, it's always dollars and cents. All right, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Now we're going to find out what's going on in the world at large. We'll get soaps from Andrew after that. And Chuck, I got to look up Chuck. And Ed wants Twilight Zone trivia. All right. Whatever you want. But remember, we've got a question we're working and another bumper stumper coming up for our theme. 70% of Americans believe this could happen to someone, but only 4% believe it would happen to them. What is it? 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Talked it over, and we both agree we've come to the end of a line. Your taxi's waiting. Go now, don't look back. I'm the only thing you're leaving behind. I know you gotta do what
what your heart tells you to. But if you find your heart's made a fool out of you, don't let her know, baby, don't let her see. Hold back your tears till you get back to me. And we'll cry together. Oh, yes, we will. Cry together.
WGN Radio, I'm Riley James. 1969 on Commonwealth United. Who is that? And what's the theme? All right, those are the bumper stumpers. Our question, 70% of Americans believe this could happen to someone, but only 4% believe it would happen to them. What is it? 888-876-5593-8888-ROLLYE. Now, if you don't know any of the bumper stumpers or the theme or anything about them, and you have no idea what my trivia question might be, either way, you can have your own category, because let's face it, everybody knows something about something. I mean, it's not possible you don't. So with that in mind, I never heard of the TV show Chuck, but I have just discovered what it is, because I found a trivia question for Scott and Joliet. So Scott, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, thank you, Riley. It's great to be back.
Yeah, well, here you go. Who was the first human intersect?
The first human intersect was...
in 1980, 1 year before Chuck was born.
Ooh. That was Stephen Bartowski.
Harley Winterbottom.
No.
Yes.
Really?
Well,
no.
It says... Harley was uploaded with an early version of the Intersect in 1980, 1 year before Chuck was born. The Intersect was used as a way of implanting a new identity into Harley, that of Alexei Volkov. However, the program malfunctioned and the implanted personality eventually took over.
Oh, I thought his dad was the first one, Stephen Bartowski.
Well, of course, you could easily be right.
You're telling me, you know, you're like, I don't know what it is, so, you know, you're telling me facts that, okay.
Bottom line is, I just read the words and I'm glad they're in English. That's about as close
as I get.
Yeah. But this is from funtrivia.com, where they have hundreds of questions, and that one was it. For instance, who was the only member of Team Bartowski to never become a human intersect?
I would have to say it was... Hold on a second. Okay. Well, it wasn't Chuck. It wasn't Sarah. It wasn't Morgan. It had to be Casey.
Yes, John Casey. Very good.
Yeah.
All right. So now I have to be honest. When I first read these questions, I didn't read it as human intersect. I read it as human insect, and I thought, what kind of show is this?
Maybe. I hope it wasn't an insect, but
apparently it's intersect. And you got the follow up question, so that's good enough. Hold on, don't go away. All right. So
okay, thank you.
What do I know? So glad to come up with anything. We'll put Scott on hold and we'll get his address again. The prizes aren't worth the postage. The certificate's a lot of fun, but it takes forever for us to mail them to you. But we're working on it. We actually are. Andrew is in Chicago. Andrew, welcome back to WGN Radio. How is it going?
Hi. Sorry. I was just blowing my nose.
Quite all right. Yes, preparing for your episode here. So,
Yeah.
So we're going to do a little something here. I had it here before. There's my, where did it go? I might have lost your question. That can't be right. Okay. Soaps. Yes, I worked on this. We're talking about soap opera weddings, okay?
Oh, shit. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God. Don't say that. On this couple's wedding day, the bride got stuck on a boat with her ex-boyfriend while her twin sister acted like the bride until the real bride could arrive. What's the wedding?
Was it All My Children?
No. Actually, I just want to know who the couple is, but it was not All My Children. On this couple's
wedding day. No, it's not Stuart and Cindy.
No.
Okay.
On this couple's wedding day, the bride got stuck on a boat with her ex-boyfriend while her twin sister acted like the bride until the real bride could come along.
Sounds like I don't know the couple. Can you help narrow it down for me?
How would I do that? I can tell you.
You're absolutely right.
I can tell you that they got married at Botanical Gardens. And I can tell you it was November 21st, 1997.
It sounds like something Sunset Beach would do.
But it's not.
Or Days of Our Lives.
Nope.
I give up.
Another World, Vicky and Jake.
Oh, God. Well, I have a friend who's a diehard Another World fan.
Apparently,
and,
so he'll know. Apparently, at the Botanical Gardens.
There.
Yeah, she'll be upset you didn't know. Kirkland suggested they get married. Vicky arrived just in time to walk down the aisle. Marley entered the wedding shortly after leaving Jake, wondering what happened.
Darn.
Yes.
But thank you, though.
All right.
Never usually stumped.
Yes, that's right. Well, we'll we'll come up with another wedding
and,
next time.
And I want John to make sure that my address is updated.
Okay, well, hang on. Don't go away. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh, and John will update that that address now with that in mind. Oh, Mark and Aurora's got a trivia guess. All right, Mark, what do you think?
I'm gonna say getting scammed.
No, not getting scammed.
Okay.
But,
all right.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. I think at this point in time, 100% of people think that somebody's going to get scammed. Maybe not them, but somebody. But that's not it. All right. So we are going to check out with Ed in LaGrange. So, Ed, welcome back to WGN.
Hi, Wally. How are you doing?
All right. How about yourself?
Well, I'm kind of badly cold. That's why I don't sound too good.
A lot of people tonight. I heard Andrew was sniffling, and we had Mark was sniffling, so maybe it's going around. Hopefully you'll feel better soon.
Okay.
Okay. Do you remember the episode Ring-a-Ding Girl?
Yes, huh?
Ring-a-Ding Girl on the Twilight Zone. Remember the episode?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay, then good. What was the name of Bunny Blake's hometown? And, of course, we'll give you the synopsis again. Bunny was a movie star whose hometown fan club sent her a magic ring, which allowed her to see the faces of her friends and family back in the town she grew up in. They implore her to come back home. Though she's been hired to make a movie in Rome, Bunny's fans beg her, via the magic ring, to come home and visit. She does pay a visit flying there, and she spends time with her sister and her nephew. And the annual picnic, the town's annual picnic, is going to be held that day. Bunny tries to get it postponed to no avail. She arranges a one-woman show at the high school auditorium. It's her attempt to lure people away from the picnic because she received a bad omen about an impending disaster at the picnic. What's the hometown?
Oh, geez. I can't remember, Raleigh.
It's Howardville.
Okay.
All right, you'll never forget.
I have a request.
Yes.
For Wednesday, Only the Lonely by Roy Orbison.
Okay, sure. I'll be happy to do that for you.
Oh, great.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Raleigh.
Appreciate it. All right, so we'll get to Laura and Willowbrook, Sound of Music Trivia, and you too. Now, there's another bumper stumper coming up, and what can I tell you about it? No, a fine song, better known as a flip side, but it's a little old, 1955 on Capitol, but maybe you'll know it. Meanwhile, 70% of Americans believe this could happen to someone, but only 4% believe it would happen to them. What is it? 888-876-5593. Don't know any of that? Take your own category. Sky's the limit on WGN Radio.
Doggone it, you did it. Yes, you did. Doggone it, you did it. Yes, you did. Doggone it, you did just what you told me you would do. Yes, you did. Oh, yes, you said you'd make me love you. And you did. Yes, you did. I had to admit it. Yes, you did. Doggone it.
doggone it, you did it. Yes, you did. Doggone it, you played your hand just like a child would do. Yes, you did. Yes, you won my heart. Now it belongs to you. Yes, you did. Yeah, yeah, you made me surrender with a kiss so tender. I never will forget that night. You said your kiss just couldn't miss. Baby, you were so right. Doggone it, you did it. Yes, you did. Doggone it, you did it. Yes, you did. Doggone it, you made me give up everything for you. Yes, you did. Oh, yes, and I'm doggone glad you made me do it too.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Monday night trivia. If it's Friday night, relax, enjoy the show. If it's Monday night, give us a call. There are lines available, 888-876-5593. That's the the seventh bumper stumper we've played. Do you know who they are? Do you have any idea about the theme? And our question, 70% of Americans believe this could happen to someone, but only 4% believe it would happen to them. What is it? 888-876-5593. Don't know my question. Have no idea about my bumper stumper. Take your own category. Laura from Willowbrook always does, and she picks Sound of Music every time. How's it going, Laura?
Great, Raleigh. You and John are sounding good, so I hope you're feeling a lot better.
Trying. Absolutely trying.
Good.
All right.
Good.
All right. When Maria first meets Franz, she mistakenly addresses him as Captain. He replies that he's something else. What?
Franz mistakes.
Franz later, by the way, turns out to be a Nazi sympathizer. But addresses him as Captain, he says, no, I'm...
the butler.
Yeah, the old butler. Good enough. We have a winner.
Yes.
All right. Hang on. Don't go away. Yes, I'm the old butler, Fräulein. Yes, who just happens to be a Nazi sympathizer. Well, all right. Get down with your bad self. Now, we've got Karen in Chicago who's got a guess. What are you guessing on, Karen?
Okay, the bumper and the trivia question.
Okay.
Okay. The bumper, I'm probably wrong, but I thought it was Laverne Baker.
Oh, no, it's not.
No, okay. Okay, the trivia question, I would say win the lottery.
Nope.
Okay, I blew the whole thing.
Well, that's all right. Thanks for trying.
Let me try.
Always. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right.
Have a good one.
888-876-5593. That takes us to Alex in Round Lake. Ah, we're back to literature. How you doing, Alex?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Well, I can't complain. All right, so we'll up-level the show here, and I picked out a question, too. Now, let me find it. Oh, yes, here it is. You'll get it right away. You ready?
Yeah.
Who declined the 1964 Nobel Prize for Literature?
Sartre.
Yes, absolutely right. You betcha. All right, it's just that simple. All right, hang on. Don't go away.
I won't.
And by the way, don't hold your breath. It takes forever, but eventually you get a certificate and something else you don't want. All right, so hang on.
Okay.
All right, good deal. So that's the deal. You do it for the fun of it. But absolutely, it was Sartre in 64. Oh, yeah. And so we've got a million more questions just like that. So we will get to Alex again soon, I am sure. In the meantime, we'd like to get to you. 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. You can have your own category. Sky is the limit. It can be absolutely anything. And as we prove and have proved tonight alone. So, again, we've got a sports interruption tomorrow night, so there is no show, as far as I know. No, Carol says, wait a minute, after the Blackhawks hockey, you could be on around 12:30. All right, well, you might hear a half hour of me. I don't know. All right, my calendar said you're not on the air, so I don't know. But if I am, well, I'll be here. Happy to do it. We say goodbye to Sissy Houston, unfortunately, as you probably heard. Yeah, one of the Drinkard sisters, Emily Drinkard, 1933 in Newark. She was the youngest of 8 children. And, of course, she was in the Drinkard sisters and Sweet Inspiration. And she was Whitney Houston's mother, and Dion and Dee Dee's aunt. And she started out singing gospel with Ann, along with her brothers Larry and Nikki. That was the Drinkard Four. And they expanded to include Lee and Marie, and then they were the Drinkard Sisters. And then they put the Sweet Inspirations together, which backed everything as far as that goes, yes. And whether it's Wilson Pickett or Aretha Franklin or Elvis Presley or Van Morrison, on and on and on. And she died today at home in Newark. She was in hospice care for Alzheimer's, and she had just turned 91 last month on September 30th. So this is somewhat of a respite for her. Rest in peace, Sissy. No one should have to go through that. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, we have Ed in Chicago who's going to take some guesses. All right, Ed, thanks for calling. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm going to take a wild guess at it, all right?
Yeah.
I'm thinking get hit by lightning.
Oh, that's interesting. That's not right.
Jeez, I thought I had it.
It's such a nice guess. Yes, it's not right at all.
Oh, geez, okay. I'm sorry.
Well, if you think of something else, you call me back.
Oh, I will. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Yeah, so now, remember, the deal is that 70% of Americans believe this could happen to someone. So that's 70%, meaning 30% don't believe it's going to happen to anybody. But only 4% believe it's going to happen to them. So, 888-876-5593. And other than that, let's see what else we can tell you. As we got another hour of music, of not only music, but Monday Night Trivia. So by all means, do call, because Monday night is the only night that I cannot play trivia or do anything without you, because when all the answers are in front of me, it's just not fair. Got a full moon, and that's coming up next week, next Thursday, a week from Thursday, October 17th, 6:26 a.m. Central. The next new moon is Friday morning, November 1st. We've discovered a second moon, and I'll talk about that maybe on Wednesday. Yes, or tomorrow night if I have 20 minutes to talk about. Maybe it'll be the second moon we just found. And also coming up at the beginning of next month, daylight savings ends, and Mercury retrograde begins. Yeah, that's right. All right, so that's the deal. The shadow of the retrograde begins November 7th. The Mercury retrograde itself begins on the 25th. So, 888-876-5593. Got some guesses from Cindy in Milwaukee. Cindy, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Rolly. How are you?
All right. How about yourself?
Oh, not bad, not bad. I haven't been listening too long, so I didn't hear the other answers, but could it be that the trivia question might be win the lottery?
No. Somebody has guessed that, but that's a good guess. It's just not right. Any other guesses?
No, not that I can think of, but I know you're packed, you're busy with the bumper songs tonight, but later on this week, could I suggest maybe Guantanamera or Everybody's Gone to the Moon by Peter and Gordon?
Okay, how about Everybody's Gone to the Moon by Jonathan King, who had the hit with it?
Okay, that would work, too.
Yeah, that was a hit. And Guantanamera, sure, that would be the Sandpipers. All right.
I haven't heard that in ages.
Yeah. Well, the record that they did around the same time that I really liked, they did a nice version of Wave. But I'll be happy to play Guantanamera on A&M.
Thank you, Raleigh. Right. You have a great day.
You too. Appreciate it. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Absolutely, Guantanamera. So soon, John came in saying it's time to shut up. Soon, I'm supposed to prattle on for another 30 seconds, I'll have you know. So there's another hour of Monday night trivia. That's right, coming up right after the news. And I hope you'll join us. 888-876-5593. There'll be another bumper stumper coming up, too. And and goodbye to Cindy. All right, so on that note, we'll find out what's going on in the world at large and get back to it on WGN Radio.
So, don't be angry and drive me away. I knew I was wrong. Please let me stay. Well, I've been a fool, yeah. Heard you, I know. But I realize now that I love you so. If you will forgive me for causing you this pain, I promise you, my darling, I want to hurt you again. So don't be angry. Please hear what I say. Well, give me a chance, dear. Don't drive me with a
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, that's a gift. That's a bona fide big hit. I expect plenty of winners, and the first one in will, of course, get it. But I'm really curious if one of you will get the theme. So 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. So let's see here. My question, 70% of Americans believe this could happen to someone, but only 4% believe it would happen to them. What is it? 888-876-5593. If you don't know my bumper stumpers and you have no idea about my trivia question, just pick your own category. Sky is the limit. We prove that all the time. We will right now with James on the South Side. How's it going, James?
Oh, fine. How are you?
All right. So.
I'm going to take a few shots at your trivia question.
Okay.
I am going to say that winning the lottery.
No.
Okay, that they at let's see that they'll that they will win a political office.
Nope.
Okay, that they will become millionaires?
Nope.
That they will have a trip overseas?
Nope. I think you get one more.
Okay, that they will become a philanthropist.
Nope. All right. So you want World War II?
Mm-hmm.
You'll get this. In February 1942, the SS Normandy caught fire and capsized. Where?
Okay. The SS Normandy caught fire. Okay. I'm going to say this was, I'm not saying whether this was the one in San Francisco or not, if this happened. In California? Nope.
Shame on you.
Hello?
It's New York Harbor.
Oh.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
Talk to you later. All right.
Okay.
So, yeah, I almost didn't ask him. I said, oh, Jim will know that. You just never know, do you? Period. 888-876-5593. Let's see. Bob's got some guesses. So, Bob, what do you think?
Hello.
Yeah.
You can hear me. I'm glad everybody's feeling better, number one.
Good.
And I had three guesses, but when I heard lightning and the lottery go by, I figured I'd better call in with alien abduction.
No, that's nice, though. I like it.
Well, now I'm going to be thinking about this all night.
Good. Well, probably nobody will get it, so you can think about it for a week and call me back next week.
I will do that.
All right, I hope so.
You
thanks.
Guys have a good night and stay safe.
All right, thanks. Yeah, the guy, I think he was like in Ocala or something, but it was when I was in Denver, so this was the 80s, started that UFO insurance, basically if you'd alien abductee insurance, and I thought it was hilarious, and from what I understand, it's become quite the going concern. No, of course it's not true, but it's a great policy, and you get a certificate, and it was a lot of fun, so I looked it up about a year ago and saw that it's still happening, and I thought, good, that's excellent. All right, fun stuff. But no, there's no aliens involved or UFOs in our question. Cheryl in Elgin, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
How are you?
I have a happy guess for your trivia question.
Oh, yeah?
How about Love at First Sight?
Nice, but not right.
Oh, darn. Okay.
I like it, though. It's very nice. All right. Thanks for trying. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
All right. So, 888-876-5593. What does Stephanie in Madison have to say for herself? I know what you know. So
Hey there. Yeah. Hey there. The Bumper Sumper, the last one you played was Nappy Brown.
Yes, of course. That doesn't surprise me. Did you get any of the others?
Yeah, the first one I heard, the Little by Little, by, it sounded to me like Laverne Baker.
No, not a chance.
No, not a chance. Not, yeah, okay. Hey, would you be willing, just popped into my head, I was just going to do the Bumper Sumper, but charts like 1960, maybe?
Sure. Sure, I can
yeah.
All right. 1960. Tell me the month and the week.
Oh, how about the current? We can do the current one.
All right.
We're in October. Yeah.
This would be like the first week of October. All right. I can do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here we go.
I'd love it.
All right. Very easy. And right in front of me is this chart. So here we are.
Yay.
Number one, one, one. My Heart Has a Mind of Its Own.
Connie Francis.
Yes. Number two, Chain Gang.
Sam Cooke.
Number three, Mr. Custer.
Larry Byrne.
Yeah. Number four, Twist.
Chubby Checker.
Number five, A Million to One.
God. Jimmy, I
you can do it. It is Jimmy.
Jimmy. God. I know the song.
It was on the promo label.
Oh, my
label.
God.
On the promo
yep,
label.
Yep. His first name is Jimmy, and I'm blanking on his last name.
His last name is also a common first name.
Oh, Jimmy Charles.
Yeah, there you go. Number six, Save the Last Dance for Me.
The Drifters.
Seven, It's Now or Never.
That's Elvis.
Eight, Walk, Don't Run.
The Ventures.
Nine, So Sad.
So Sad. Oh God, So Sad with that. Watching Good Luck Go Bad. Oh man, So Sad, So Sad. So Sad. The Brian Hyland popped into my head, but I don't think that's it.
Well, you're right. It's not. It's absolutely not Brian Hyland. Keep going.
I'm blanking. Okay. I'm stumped on that one. It's so sad.
The Everly Brothers.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
I know. So painful, so painful. So much for so sad.
It is.
And
It is.
Yeah, so let's see what we can do with number 10. Even if you didn't get it, you've already won because you got, over 70%. But Theme from The Apartment.
Oh, Taranti and Teicher?
Yep, absolutely. All right.
Yeah.
Well, you did it. All
okay.
right, hang on. We'll
I
confirm that address. Don't go away. All right.
Sorry.
Very good. Stephanie Newer, Nappy Brown. I would expect that. I would expect it more from Stephanie, actually. But maybe she'll know some of the last three. We've got three more to go, by the way, and we'll be doing that. But Jim is in Richmond. So, Jim, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm thinking your trivia question is getting COVID?
No. Oh, God, no.
Okay. And my second question is about hockey.
All right.
I just realized that your show tomorrow night is going to be interrupted by a game between the Chicago Blackhawks and the Utah Hockey Club.
All right.
Who is the Utah Hockey Club?
No one we'd want to know about, that's for darn sure. But having been a former resident of the lovely Beehive State, as they say, the Utah Hockey Club is a team. That's what they call themselves. They're in the National Hockey League, NHL, and their team captain is Clayton Keller. I don't know. That's just what they call themselves.
I heard that they are the former Phoenix Coyotes that moved to Utah. And I was just wondering if you knew that that's
I'm going to find
what
out. Let's find out.
They were.
Yeah. Utah Hockey Club created on April 18th, 2024, that essentially split the existing Arizona Coyotes franchise in half. Oh, that's nice. That'll confuse the hell out of us. So apparently the team competes in the NHL Central Division in the Western Conference and will begin playing this year, all right? They play their home games at Delta Center, home of the Utah Jazz of the NBA. It also didn't start out in Utah, obviously. So a deal essentially split the Coyotes. The NHL Board of Governors granted an expansion franchise in Salt Lake City to the owner of the Jazz, Ryan Smith. In lieu of an expansion draft to stock the new team, Smith acquired the hockey assets of the Coyotes, which suspended operations. As you know, they didn't have anywhere to play. It's a long story. The team will play its inaugural season in 24-25 with a temporary name and colors while a full identity is being developed. The team's name, colors, and jerseys for their inaugural season won't be the same as they will be after that, probably. So the history of ice hockey in Utah prior to the arrival of the NHL, there was a limited ice hockey trivia. The first team to call the area home was the minor league Salt Lake Golden Eagles that played 25 seasons in the Western Hockey League, Central Hockey League, and International Hockey League between 1969 and 94. And they played out of the Salt Palace, very inconvenient, for their first 22 seasons. And then the new Delta Center for their final three. The Golden Eagles won the two Adams Cup champions in the CHL and two Turner Cup champions in the IHL before ultimately being sold and relocated to Auburn Hills, Michigan as the Detroit Vipers. After just one season out of ice hockey, Salt Lake City received another IHL franchise in 1995 as the reigning Turner Cup champion, the Denver Grizzlies, were replaced by the relocated Colorado Avalanche in the NHL. So they relocated to the Delta Center for a year as the Grizzlies. Then they spent two seasons in Salt Lake City proper, including a second consecutive Turner Championship, notably the cup-clinching Game 4 of the Turner Cup Finals. There's more. The Grizzlies later moved to the East Center, the Maverick Center, that's in West Valley, and then they joined the American Hockey League. However, the Grizzlies voluntarily suspended operations for the 2005 series, being sold to Dan Gilbert, the owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers, and relocating to Cleveland as the Lake Erie Monsters. The AHL iteration of the Grizzlies was subsequently relocated to the ECHL. All right, there's more. Do we care? The Delta Center hosted multiple Los Angeles Kings preseason games as part of the NHL's Frozen Fury series. All right. So they emerged as a potential NHL destination in June of 2023 with rumors regarding the Arizona Coyotes' potential relocation after the failure of the new Tempe Arena referendum. Yeah, that people here voted against it. Anyway, owner of the NBA's Utah Jazz and co-owner of the Major League Soccer's Real Salt Lake petitioned the NHL to expand to Salt Lake City. So they've done that. And so it's half of the Coyotes.
So I thank you very much because I'm totally into hockey. And I found out that on my antenna, on my pole outside my house, I can get Blackhawks game on channel 19.3.
Good.
And tomorrow night's game, I'm looking forward to trying to see the game with my eyesight, but I listen to it more than I see it.
Sure.
And they're supposed to play tomorrow night against the Utah Hockey Club, and I think it's funny that they don't have a team name. And I thank you very much because I've asked all around from people I know in the hockey neighborhood, and they don't know anything about it, you know?
Well, I can understand.
So I thank you.
Yeah, oh, sure. I can understand why they don't, because there's a last-minute thing. See, the Coyotes really thought that Tempe Arena referendum was going to pass, and the voters voted
right.
It down, and so that gave them no place to play. So at that point, then, mm-hmm. you know, the guy who owned the Jazz said, hey, I want a team, and so they didn't take all the Coyotes' assets, so it's possible the Coyotes could resume again, but that's where they'll be. But you wanted a hockey trivia question, and I got one for you.
Right, and I thank you,
all right.
And I'm sorry that where you live, you just lost a hockey team.
Oh, well, I wouldn't know, believe me. All right, so because that's over 100 miles from where I normally rest my head, and the bottom line is I ain't driving that far for nothing. All right, so
right.
In 19...
Thank you.
Okay, so here's your question. 1981 and 1982 season, so the 81-82 season, Wayne Gretzky set a record for the fewest number of games to score 50 goals. How many games did it take him to score 50 goals?
I am sorry. I can't answer that question. I used to know everything about Wayne Gretzky, but I'm right now going through where I can't remember a lot of things.
Well, this is useless information anyway, but it was 39 games it took him, and he scored his 50th at home against the Philadelphia Flyers on December 30th, 1981.
I thank you very much.
All right.
Two of my sons were totally in love with Wayne Gretzky, and I have one of his original aluminum sticks when they first came out. My hockey team got me one, and they paid $110 for it.
Oh, wow.
And they gave it to me as a present. So that was the original of his 12 dozen sticks.
Well, great.
And I thank you for the question,
right.
And I now know who the heck the Utah Hockey Club
right,
is.
Right, exactly. They'll have another name next year, believe me. They'll come up with something. They were just caught off guard. But it turns out I might be on for a half hour tomorrow night. I'm not sure. It depends when the Blackhawks stop hawking.
Okay, we'll talk then.
Okay, thanks. Okay, bye.
Thank you. Right. Thank you for everything.
Oh, sure. My pleasure. Apparently, the deal is... Oh, good. Johnny D has called in. And of course, that'll mean hominin questions, which we'll be happy to do. But I had looked up... I should go back to it because it's the WGN radio website. To tell you, because apparently there are some partial shows. And let's look at this before I do anything else. All right. Actually, I should do something else before I look at this. And I will on WGN radio. All right, 1968 on all platinum. Who is that? And why is it in this theme? What is the theme? 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. All right, so with that in mind, let's see. I believe Johnny D's been hanging on the longest here. So, Johnny D, welcome back to WGN Radio. How are you doing?
Well, hi, I'm Raleigh. Actually, I fell asleep.
Oh, good.
I fell asleep during the Monday night trivia show. And
sleep is sacred.
Yeah, for about 20 minutes I fell asleep. So I don't know if anybody gave this answer.
Well, let's hear.
You know, for the trivia. Fall head over heel in love with Wayne Gretzky.
Next.
How about... Live to be 100, become a centenarian.
Next.
What is a live to be? What is a 100?
I guess it'd be a centurion, wouldn't it be? I don't know, centenarian.
Centurion?
Centurion, that sounds good. If you're 100 years old, what would you be? I don't know. I should know this. Because you see...
Sentinel Leaves.
Yeah, right. You know,
I don't know.
I don't know. I see it in articles.
A centurion, centurion.
Yeah, sounds good. Centurion. There you are. All right, centurion.
I don't know.
I think it's a centenarian myself.
Well, all right, check it out.
I'm pretty sure it's anyhow, a centenarian.
Let's see.
But I don't know.
Anybody? 70%, only 4% think that they would fall asleep during the Raleigh James show.
Next.
Okay. That's all I got.
All right. So.
You got a Holland question?
I do. We're going to be talking about Australopithecus, and I'm going to give you, four names of the Australopithecus in terms of, you'll see what I mean. I need to know what they are in chronological order, all right? So here
chronological.
Chronological, okay, and you'll be able to do that.
And well, so.
Afarensis, Boisoi, Anamensis, or Africanus. So put that in order. Afarensis, Boisoi, Anamensis,
right,
and Africanus. So from the oldest to the youngest.
I think number one would be Anamensis.
Yes, absolutely right. Number one is Anamensis, so we got three more to go. We've got Afarensis, Boisoi, and Africanus.
Number two would be Africanus.
No.
Oh, God. Boisei?
No, that's last. Oh, man.
Afarensis the second, Africanus Boisei.
Yeah, right.
God darn it.
Oh, well. And I thought...
Well, they were all around during the same pretty much time.
Well, reasonably, yeah. But they did have an order.
Son of a gun.
Oh, man. There's always next week.
Well, it's a good thing you didn't ask me to, you know, what they looked like, because then I'd have to describe them on the radio.
You know, oh, I see. That could be very interesting all the way around, but we'll forego that
okay
for now. All right, thanks.
Appreciate never mind. Bye bye. Right. Thanks.
Yeah. You know, because even if you know, held the radio right up to your face, nothing would appear. All right. So 888-876-5593. We have Karen in Madison. Hello, Karen. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello, Raleigh.
So we're going to do diseases.
Yes. And I've got one guess.
Okay, let's hear it. Let's
trivia.
Hear it.
How about getting in a car accident?
No.
Okay.
Okay, so here's what we're going to talk about, because you want diseases. Now, gabapentin, or Neurontin, is a prescription medicine, and it's the sixth most prescribed medicine in America, and it's often used for nerve pain. But what was gabapentin/Neurontin, the brand name? What disease was it originally made to treat?
Originally.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say for seizures.
Well, what's the name of it? What would give you seizures?
Epilepsy.
And we have a winner. Absolutely right. Gabapentin is an epilepsy drug, so all the people taking it for nerve pain understand that that's off-label.
Right. Off-label, right. Yeah, and sure. Same with antidepressants. They're trying that too.
Yeah, well,
they'll throw anything for that.
Yeah. So,
okay.
All right, well, hang on.
It.
We'll confirm your address. Don't go away, Karen. But
thank
it
you.
Takes forever
okay,
to get
I
something.
Won't.
All right.
Thank
so,
you.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so like I say, it takes forever to get anything, but eventually you get something and you probably don't want it, but it has a nice certificate with it, and that's a lot of fun. All right, so good. Karen got it right, and it was. A lot of people who take Neurontin/Gabapentin, the generic name, don't realize that, yeah, it was an epilepsy drug. All right, Brian and Joliet, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh, hope you're doing well. Before the chart toppers, may I make a request, please?
Sure. Let me write this down. And what is it you want to hear?
Joe Simon, The Choking Kind.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. And for the chart toppers, March 1st, 1967.
All right, we can do that. Let's get over here to it. March 1st, 1967. Keep There we go. All right. Very good. March 1st. And here we are. Number one, Ruby Tuesday.
Rolling Stones.
Number two, Love Is Here and Now You're Gone.
Supremes.
Number three, Kind of a Drag.
Buckinghams?
Yes. Number four, Baby, I Need Your Lovin'. Now think about the year.
Johnny Rivers?
Yep, absolutely right. Number five, Georgie Girl.
Don't know.
The Seekers. Number six, The Beat Goes On.
Sonny and Cher.
Yeah. Number seven, Gimme Some Lovin'.
Gimme Some Lovin'.
Yeah.
The Spencer Davis Group?
Absolutely. Number eight, Then You Can Tell Me Goodbye.
Don't know.
Oh, you should. It's a wonderful ballad. The Casinos. Oh, man. Oh. That was one of the best things on the air back then. Number nine, Suck It To Me, Baby. Yes.
Joe Tex?
No, Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels. And number 10, I'm a Believer.
Monkees.
All right, 70%. You just passed.
I'll take it.
Why not? Thank you, Raleigh.
No,
all right, very good, yes. Didn't know the Casinos, Then You Could Tell Me Goodbye. A wonderful John D. Loudermilk song. Just the best. All right, Sherry in Naperville's got some guesses for us. So what do you think, Sherry?
Hi, Raleigh. I know when you were talking to Don and Beloit, you said some physical thing, but I'm still going to guess, have a heart attack?
Nope.
Okay, get a divorce?
Nope.
Get pregnant out of wedlock?
Nope.
Okay, those are my pretty much, I had more. Oh, wait, one more.
Okay.
Get audited for tax evasion?
No.
All right, those are my four.
Okay. Well, if you think of more, call me back.
I will, it's a tough question.
Well, yeah, and I think the interesting part is you have to concentrate on the first part, that 70% of Americans believe this could happen to someone. Now, there are so many things people have said that obviously almost 100% of Americans believe it. So you have to narrow that part down first till you then get to the 4%.
Wait, you never said 100% of...
No, I said 70% of Americans. So what I'm saying is if 70% of Americans believe it could happen to anybody, that means 30% don't. So most of the answers you're giving me, almost 100% of Americans believe it could happen. You know, like get audited. 100% of Americans believe it could get audited.
Oh, yeah.
You see?
You are so right.
Yeah, I'm trying to
rethink that.
All right, good deal. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right.
Bye-bye.
So, yeah, logic 101. Yes, it's easy to analyze here, but you got to remember the first part because it's going to throw most of your answers out. So it's not a universal, but it's interesting that 70% believe it could happen to somebody, but only 4% believe it's going to happen to them. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
I like to tell you of your charms, if I may, I like to hold you in my arms, if I might, and if I may, I'd like to say, I wish that you were mine. I had you all to myself, I would love you all at a time. I like to kiss you every day, if I may.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, 1966 on Decca. So that rules out the original Nat King Cole, doesn't it? All right, so who is that? 888-876-5593. And what do they all have in common? We're going to be discussing that here in a few minutes, but we're going to close it out tonight with Naoto in Japan. Naoto, how is it going?
Yeah, I'm doing fine.
Well, good. All right, I'm going to talk about a Myers-Briggs type. I'm going to tell you all about them, and you're going to tell me which one they are. They're natural. Ready? They're natural born leaders with enormous visions and dreams for the future. They're driven by an intense desire to make a difference in the world and live up to their fullest potential. More than anything, they fear mediocrity. They hate the idea of living a less than remarkable life. They have a deep yearning to stand out and achieve dreams at all costs. What type?
Well, I have two types in my mind.
Okay.
My first guess is ENTJ.
And you're a winner.
Oh, thank you so much.
Absolutely right. You got it right off the bat. ENTJ it is. I never would have picked that out. You're genius as usual. Hang on, Naoto. Don't go away.
All right. So
now let's talk about this a moment as our theme as we put Naoto on hold. And here is the deal. Anybody want to guess on If I May? All right. Well, first let's go over what I played, and then we're going to go over the theme. The first thing I played was Little by Little. That was Linda Hopkins, 1963 on Brunswick. Then Mickey and Sylvia, the original Gonna Work Out Fine, recorded in 1960 and unreleased for a decade. Ruth Brown did Mambo Baby, 1954 in Atlantic. Daryl Banks, Our Love is in the Pocket, 1966 on Revelot, the flip of Open the Door to Your Heart. The Dewdroppers, Honey Bunch, 1955 on Groove. Maxine Brown did We'll Cry Together, 1969 on Commonwealth United. The Five Keys did Doggone It, You Did It, 1955 on Capitol. Nappy Brown, Don't Be Angry, 1955 on Savoy. Leslie Valentine, The Coward's Way Out, The Coward's Way Out, 1968 on All Platinum. And Earl Grant did If I May, 1966 on Decca. So what do they all have in common? They were all written by Rosemarie McCoy. Now, the bottom line is you're saying who, and I just know it, and it should be a household word. Certainly written as much as Carole King, I would think. She's gone BMI. Her catalog alone is 857 songs. 400 artists have recorded them, everybody from Elvis to Nat King Cole to Sarah Vaughan to Ruth Brown and on and on. She's not in the Songwriters Hall of Fame, and boy, she should be. She was born in Arkansas. Her father was a farmer. She married James McCoy and moved to New York City. And he was working in I think, for Ford or a supervisor at Ford. But in any event, they moved to New York City. That was a lifelong marriage, by the way. Lived in Harlem. She was working in a Chinese laundry and performing at nightclubs on the weekend. She hoped to be a singer, and that wasn't happening. She made, you know, had gigs in a number of places, including the Flame Show Bar in Detroit. So she was a hit, but it really wasn't huge. And so 1952, she started really in earnest writing. And she first recorded some of her own stuff. And then she wound up, as I say, with everybody and their brother, 400 artists recording her stuff. A lot of times she did it as a duo. In fact, that Leslie Valentine song I played, that was written with Bert Keys, of all things. Most of her stuff was Singleton. I'm trying to think of his first name, but that was the partnership. And then she's most often artists, associated with R&B artists of the 50s, but she did a number of other things too, including Sarah Vaughan in the 70s, for instance. And she did jingles and that kind of stuff. And she died, sadly, but made it to 92 years old in Urbana, Illinois, went to live with family members. But that house she bought in 1955 in New Jersey, she lived in until she moved out in her latter years to be with family members. So she was honored in a number of ways, Arkansas Black Hall of Fame, Woman Songwriters Hall of Fame. But how she is not in the Songwriters Hall of Fame is completely just elusive to me. I don't get it. You have so many others who have done a fraction of what Rosemarie McCoy had done, and the list is like I say, voluminous. And it was every chart, whether it was R&B or country or jazz or pop or gospel. She had songs on all of those charts. Charles Singleton, that was his name, Charles Singleton. They did a number of things together, and probably some of her most prolific stuff, like Mambo Baby that I played, or Little by Little, or that If I May. And you know, she did stuff for Eartha Kitt and Eddie Arnold and Little Esther and the Clovers, you name it. And yet, how many people even recognize the name Rose Marie McCoy? Now, she occasionally wrote under a pseudonym or two. So sometimes, if you start looking up some of the records that I've mentioned, you'll say, well, she didn't write it. Well, yes, she did, actually. So there were some pseudonym stuff. But for the most cases, it was on the label is Rose Marie McCoy. Originally, she and Charles Singleton would sit in a booth at Beefsteak Charlie's, literally. In fact, Maxine Brown used to talk about that quite a bit, of how they'd just sit there in that booth and place was hopping and she'd be handing out songs. And ultimately, she wound up with an office in the Brill Building. But before that, it was Beefsteak Charlie's. It was the place to be, to say the least. So that's the deal. Everything I played, Rose Marie McCoy. Don't forget the name. All right. So on that note, looks like I might have a half hour tomorrow night, as I was saying. And as far as that goes, full shows Wednesday and Thursday. But then next week, it looks like some partial shows next Tuesday. I should be on about 11:30, and Wednesday should be a full show. But then Thursday, the 17th, maybe I'll miss an hour. But I'll keep you posted. So in the meantime, that'll be a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air. We thank John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. So tomorrow night, it might be a half hour, and I'm looking forward to it. Until then, I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.